The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you teach us that without love, our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that made alive by your Spirit, we may know goodness and peace. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Hey, Dylan, you want to come up?
The first reading is in Acts. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time, the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to him from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given to you, even to the Gentiles, the repentance that leads to life." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Revelations. The psalm is 148. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights. Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praise to the hosts of heaven. Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars. Praise the Lord, heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created, who made them stand fast forever and ever, giving them a law that shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind doing God's will, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world, young men and maidens, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven.
The Lord has raised up strength for the people, and praise for all faithful servants.
children of Israel, a people who are near the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
A second reading from Revelations. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." And then he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the waters of life." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you.
Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." So how did Jesus love? How does Jesus love us? The marks of love are plain on Jesus. He showed his disciples his wounded hands and side. Even in his glorified body, in that risen body, the marks of Jesus' love and suffering were still plain. As I have loved you, you should love. Our love of God and our love for one another leaves marks on our bodies too. I have two stories to tell. One is about a neighbor of mine. Her name is Pat. She is generous and kind, the kind of person that you really want for a neighbor. Pat is the one person that you would call if you needed a ride to the airport or someone to look in on your pet if you're going to be gone for the day. Well, one day, Pat had her two grandsons staying with her. They're 7 or 8 years old. And they had just recently moved to be closer to Grandma, and she was happy and is happy to take the boys anytime at a moment's notice when parents are without a babysitter. During this time when the boys were there, a neighbor called and asked Pat to come over and help move a dresser. This neighbor is wheelchair bound and was expecting guests and wanted to have the room rearranged in order to make accommodation for a guest. So Pat went out to the garage and got some of those silicone sliders that put under furniture to just slide it across the room. And she came back in the house and said to the boys, "We're going to go and do a good deed." And the boys said, "What?" She said, "Well, I want, you know, I'll lift up, tip the furniture, and I want you to slide these little things underneath. How much are you going to pay us?" And she said, "Well, nothing. You don't get paid for doing a good deed." "Well, I don't want to go then. I'm not going to go." And she said, "Well, yes, you will. This is what we're doing. We're helping a neighbor." She explained that this person is in a wheelchair and needed to rearrange the furniture. And they said, "No, if we don't get paid, we're not going to go." So we call this a teachable moment. So Pat called another neighbor and to meet her, and went and did the arranging. About 15 minutes, was back home again, and sat down and had a long conversation with her grandsons, talking to them about what it means to reflect God's love. Talk to them about kindness and generosity. And she's looking for the many more opportunities that she'll have during the summer when she has her grandsons with her on a regular basis, more opportunities for her to put love into action so that they will learn what love looks like in action. Jesus said, "I give you a new command that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you should love one another." Another story. Our evangelism committee, made up of Jeff Coors, Steve Silva, Kim Kierman, Steve Fullerton, and Don Snowden. The evangelism committee took on the challenge to introduce Nothing But Nets campaign to our congregation to raise money for the Lutheran Malaria Initiative. They retitled the Fisherman's Net in the March issue to call it the Mosquito Net, so that the headline article was about this malaria initiative. The goal is for insecticide-treated malaria nets to be delivered to people in Africa and in other countries where malaria causes death for so many children and adults. Families are taught how to use these nets properly, and they're taught what symptoms to watch for, what symptoms of malaria to watch for, and then what to do about that. So it's the net, the instruction, the delivery, the education, all of that can be delivered for $10 a net. You all participated in this. The evangelism committee challenged each of us to buy at least one net for every family, for every child, at least one, and we did that. We had a goal. The evangelism committee set a goal of 330. That's more than our membership, but that includes our preschool and visitors, so we figured 330. And we met that goal. In fact, we exceeded that goal. Our campaign ended last Sunday, and when we totaled it up, we had more than 330. We had 569 nets packaged up. So that's $5,690 that was contributed by our congregation from and visitors from Ash Wednesday to last Sunday. Thank you so much for that. That money will be taken to the Synod Assembly, and where it will be gathered with offerings from the other 129 congregations in our synod, and it will go for the Lutheran Malaria Initiative. Our evangelism committee challenged not only every member in our congregation, but they also challenged every congregation in our synod to participate in this. So a couple of the congregations responded back to us and said, we'll take that challenge, and we'll bet you that we can raise we can meet our goal before you meet your goal. So First Lutheran Church downtown, every Sunday they would talk about how they're beating St. Peter's because their goal, they met their goal faster than we did, but they only got to 132%. We got to 175%. So we beat them. And I'm really glad because Pastor Wilkes said that the winner or the loser has to pay the other church's electric bill for a month. I don't think that's going to happen. The Spirit of Joy in Hemet, a small church that just moved into their new facility. They've been, I think they're 15 years old, about 15 years old? And they just moved into their first building. And they challenged their congregation. They didn't quite make 100%. And so the pastor of that church has to bring me a bottle of wine. So we'll have that, we'll use that for our altar wine during the summertime. But the story doesn't end here. You know that article that I was talking about, the newsletter article that was retitled The Mosquito Net? Well, this is this story about how love shows through has that article as kind of a feature. One of our parishioners was reading their newsletter and left it on the coffee table. Someone came by to visit, and the visitor picked up that newsletter article and started reading it and was really struck by some of the statistics in that article, really struck by the fact that 40% of children under the age of 5 die or don't reach their 5th birthday because of malaria. Statistics like there is a child that dies every minute in the third world because of very, very preventable disease. He was moved by the challenge that St. Peter's was accepting to try to raise one net for every person. And he wanted to participate. He's not a member of the church, and he really wanted to remain anonymous. So he called Jeff Coors, who is the chair of the evangelism committee, and said, I want to remain anonymous, but I want to make a contribution to St. Peter's for this project, for this campaign, for Nothing But Nets. In fact, I will match whatever money is donated by the St. Peter's congregation, I will match it dollar for dollar. And Jeff, smart evangelism man that he is, said, well, what if we raise more than 330 nets? And he said, well, I would match, you know, just kind of like Moses and or Abraham and God with this argument. What if we got up to 500 nets? And he said, well, I would match up to 500. What if we got up? And he said, okay, I will match dollar for dollar up to $10,000. So, well, we're never going to make $10,000, but I said, oh, this is great. So your contributions on last week, I let this donor know that we had 569 nets please give us a check for $5,690. He did. But he said, what the heck? He gave us a check for $10,000.
Wow.
So on Wednesday, Thursday, when I go to the Synod Assembly, I will be carrying with me a check for over $15,000 from St. Peter's to the for the Lutheran Malaria Initiative. That donor and each one of you who made a contribution to Nothing But Nets really is letting love shine through, really putting love into action, loving as Jesus loves. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. Our love of God and one another leaves marks on us. When we give to the mission of the church, when we bring food for Lutheran Social Service or for loaves and fishes, when we tell others about Jesus like our Sunday school teachers are doing right now, these are marks on signs of our faith. When we put the best construct on what someone else says or does, when we give a person a second chance or a third chance or a fourth chance, we're showing our marks of our love. When we listen with respect to those with whom we do not agree, when we open our hearts in prayer and our hands in helping, when we are a bit more open, more caring, more accepting, more loving, we are showing the marks of our love. Jesus said, I give you a new command that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Even though that word commandment, is in today's reading, we really should be looking at for what is God doing rather than looking at what we are doing. The word gospel means good news, not good advice. The gospel is not so much a book of guidelines telling us what we should be doing as it is an account of what God has done, what God is still doing for us. It tells us who we are because of the most amazing love that God has for us. It's that love relationship that God invites us to participate in. God graces us in that love to respond to that love and to become more and more who we really are, the beloved children of God, the disciples of Jesus Christ. We're still saint and sinner, mixed up, small and petty, and generous and caring. You know, the world isn't divided up into saints over here and sinners over here, between the big-hearted, generous people and the selfish, small-minded people. It's more that in each of us, there's a mix, and our days are divided up between those moments when we are generous and hospitable and caring, and those moments when we're selfish and too concerned about the unfairness of life and interested in taking care of ourselves, first of all. But the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, invites us to be more of who we really are, to reveal more the marks of our love and faith, to look more like the one in whose image we are created. The good news of Jesus Christ invites us to be whole, to love as he loves us, to love one another. We are both saint and sinner. And today's good news invites us to take a look at the saint part and to get really good at it. Look at yourself. Ask yourself this question. What have you been blessed with? Where in your life and in your work and in your relationships does God's beauty and goodness really shine through? Where does God's goodness, God's love most show through in your life? If you grow more towards that goodness, it will grow and take over and smother out the small pettiness part that's in us too. There won't be much room for the sinner part when the saint part continues to grow. When you live the love, when you respond to the invitation to love more, there's less and less room for what's small and petty and selfish. The good news invites us to what is already inside of us, what is already best in us. We're invited to love as Jesus loved, to love unconditionally without counting the cost. God bless Grandma Pat as she tries to continues to teach her grandchildren about that love. God bless our anonymous donor and all of the generous people of St. Peter's who participated in that Nothing But Nets campaign. And God bless each one of us as we strive to love as God loves us. Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another." Amen.